I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The appetite for meat from wild animals can mean real trouble for wildlife populations and the ecosystems they live in. Yesterday, we heard how local trade in bushmeat is putting real stress on a key part of the Ecuadorian Amazon. Today, we look at the bushmeat trade on a whole different scale, from West Africa to Paris. It's estimated that 5 tons of illegal meat are smuggled into just one Paris airport every week. And that worries French health authorities and some conservationists, but not all of them. Geneviève Auger has more from Paris.
It's Friday night in one of Paris's many African restaurants, but 30-something Congolese immigrant Roger won't be having anything listed on the menu. He called ahead to arrange a special order, porcupine in a black sauce with a side of cassava. At $34, the porcupine dish is twice the price of regular menu items. But Roger says it's worth it.
French food is like I eat the same thing all week. You can't make the difference between a fish and a chicken and beef. But in Africa, you can make a difference between a porcupine to snake, you know, the different crocodile.
Roger says he eats what's known as bushmeat twice a week. That is animals killed in the wild from his home continent. His favorites are porcupine, snake, and the anteater-like pangolin. The three are among a dozen species that are commonly smuggled into France to cater to the country's African community. The meat often ends up for sale here at the African market near Château Rouge metro station. Bushmeat is hawked by illegal market vendors who sell only a small number of items from bags or baskets. The bushmeat is generally hidden from view. You have to ask for it and have an African face to get any kind of positive response. After all, the street sellers risk a fine of up to $100,000 and 4 years in jail. Not everything considered bushmeat is illegal in France, but the illegal market is big enough that it worries French authorities. Serge Audeville is a Paris health inspector whose beat is the 18th arrondissement, the heart of the city's African community. He says it's a problem because the products often don't live up to European health standards. In particular, health officials worry the animals aren't killed or transported in hygienic conditions. Environmentalists, meanwhile, have their own concerns. A 2010 study by scientists from the Zoological Society of London monitored seizures of illegal African bushmeat at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport over a 3-week period. From the results, the researchers estimated that more than 5 metric tons of African bushmeat is smuggled through that one airport every week, or 260 tons a year. None of the meat seized during that period was from threatened or endangered species. But the authors argue that this traffic still poses a threat. Zoologist Marcus Rowcliffe helped write the report, which was published in the journal Conservation Letters.
The worry about this in terms of conservation is that very vulnerable species have the potential to become luxury food items imported internationally. And we know from other areas of the world that luxury food items like that tend to drive extremely unsustainable exploitations because the prices become so high.
Rowcliffe says that that hasn't happened with any of the species most commonly brought into Paris. But he adds that even if these animals are not yet endangered, removing them from the forests can harm local ecosystems because the animals play an important role in dispersing seeds and controlling insects. Still, the African bushmeat trade here in Paris likely represents just a tiny fraction of all the wild animals killed for meat in Central and West Africa every year. And not all conservationists see the European smuggling as a major concern.
My name is Philippe Chardonnay. I'm a wildlife veterinarian.
Veterinarian Philippe Chardonnay runs the International Foundation for Fauna Management, which promotes wildlife conservation and sustainable hunting. Chardonnay says the hunting of protected or slow-reproducing animals is clearly a problem. But he points out that most of the animals hunted, species like porcupine and cane rats, are plentiful and can sustain hunting pressure.
These species are considered as pest animals, not only by the farmers themselves, but also government authorities and development agencies.
Chardonnay says he supports some anti-bushmeat initiatives, especially for apes and other protected species. But for them to work, these efforts have to be associated with positive measures that involve local communities.
I mean, you really need to have people on your side, not against you. You must understand their livelihood, their culture, their taste for wild meat.
Chardonnay acknowledges that the smuggling of some of this wild meat in France does carry health concerns, but he says the relative quantities are too small to make it a serious issue. And it seems likely that the illegal African bushmeat trade won't end anytime soon. Health inspectors say it's so well hidden that they rarely find any on their searches. Meanwhile, French customs don't even mention the issue in their most recent annual report and declined interview requests. Because it has so little economic impact, bushmeat smuggling is just not a priority. Meanwhile, Roger, the Congolese aficionado, says bushmeat is far too important to his culture to leave it behind. Roger says he trusts hunters back home to use their ancestral knowledge to manage their forest animals sustainably. And as long as he can find it, he'll continue to buy bushmeat here in France. For the world, this is Geneviève Auger in Paris.